the people who've been arrested, the majority are MPs and civil servants, in addition to members of the police, the prison, and the fire brigade, and many of which were initially detained in national security and CID without having been presented arrest warrants and without having charges presented to them, some of which were detained for up to 2 months without having any due process.
And how many people are we talking about here who have been arrested after the riots that took place in Wau?
There are currently over 10 MPs and civil servants who are being detained in Wau prison, in addition to over 20 police officers and four prison guards that Amnesty is aware of that are being detained in police custody, as well as members of the fire brigade who were recently arrested on the 12th of February.
The authorities in South Sudan were saying that the arrests were as a result of what took place there, and they were saying most of these people were behind the riots. They were instigating the local population to protest the movement of the state capital from Wau to Bagari. Is that what you found from your own sources?
Our research indicates that the majority of MPs and civil servants that were arrested for speaking at a public event on the 25th of October 2012, where they publicly stated that the governor's decision to relocate Wau County had not been passed through the state legislative assembly. A number of them said that this was the main reason, or believed that this was the main reason that they were arrested, because they were opposed to the relocation.
And looking at the situation there as it is now, South Sudan's record of human rights has been disputed by a lot of people. I mean, a lot of advocacy groups like Amnesty International have been saying that South Sudan must respect the rights of its citizens. Does this situation in Wau amount to an abuse of human rights?
Certainly. The fact that perpetrators of the killings in December 2012, of the killings of peaceful protesters, in addition to the lack of independent investigations into the riots that followed on the 19th of December and the deaths of civilians, certainly an area of concern for Amnesty International. And Amnesty International is calling on the government of Sudan to ensure that these alleged violations are adequately investigated and that perpetrators are held to account, as well as to ensure that freedom of association and expression are respected and protected in South Sudan.
And based on this report, what are you advising the international community to do with South Sudan?
Amnesty International is calling on the international community to provide support to the government of South Sudan in order to ensure that there are impartial investigations into the unlawful killings, as well as in addition to other events that have taken place in December and January.